anywhere in the universe right here. I think so.
Yeah, anyway. We won't go that far, but they should be on sale right now, in fact, at 8 o'clock at this moment.
Or maybe first time in Racine. How's that?
That's right.
Okay. Thank you, Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. Enjoy it. I love talking movies with you every single Friday morning. Hold on the line, Brett. Don't go anywhere there. All right, it's 8 o'clock on the nose now at WRJN. Let's check news, see what's going on.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Major movement on a ceasefire deal in the Middle East. Israel's security cabinet is meeting now to consider the agreement signed with Hamas this week. We have team coverage beginning with CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Netanyahu actually put out a statement saying that it will begin on Sunday when we expect to see the release of three female Israeli hostages to be the first to come out.
In the meantime, the fighting continues. Correspondent Remy Innocencio reports from Tel Aviv.
A baby rescued from the rubble in Gaza City. Israel's military has ramped up bombing since the deal went public, says our CBS News team in Gaza. Approximately 100 people have died since then.
The Supreme Court could weigh in today on Sunday's deadline to ban TikTok in the U.S. Correspondent Jan Crawford is in Washington.
My voice is going to be silenced.
Stephen King, a lifestyle guru on TikTok with 6.8 million followers he calls family, says a ban equates to ending the American dream for millions.
This platform is giving every single person in every demographic of population the same exact voice and reach.
Even if the ban takes effect, it's unclear if the Biden administration will enforce it. TikTok CEO plans to attend President-elect Trump's inauguration Monday. From wildfires to landslides in Southern California, burned out rubble and waterlogged soil are making hillsides unstable. LA fire spokesman Eric Scott.
The infrastructure under thousands of homes have been compromised.
One home in the Palisades was split in half. There are new warnings about global climate. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
Scientists say a planet-warming gas in our atmosphere rose more quickly than forecast last year. Concentrations of carbon dioxide are more than 50% higher than before the burning of fossil fuels. Fossil fuel emissions were already at record highs last year, and natural disasters like wildfires and droughts prevented much of it from being absorbed. Last year was also the hottest on record.
A new volley in a round of lawsuits between a couple of Hollywood actors.
That special connection you feel.
It ends with us. Justin Baldoni is seeking at least $400 million in damages from his co-star Blake Lively and her husband Ryan Reynolds. Baldoni accuses the couple of hijacking the movie's production and marketing as part of a campaign to smear him with false allegations of sexual harassment. Lively's lawyers say it's another chapter in the abuser playbook. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine jury came back and said not guilty. It was the trial of the man charged in the 2023 New Year's Day shooting at a Racine bar. Attorneys for Abdullah Rashada argued self-defense in the shooting at reruns, which killed Billy Petty. Legendary Brewers announcer Bob Uecker passed away at 90, leaving a significant impact on Wisconsin and Racine. Uecker was connected to the Bell City through his boating and fishing. For 17 years, the Bob Uecker Great Lakes Invitational was held at Reef Point Marina. That event raised thousands for Make-A-Wish. A 70-year-old man died in a collision between a pickup truck and a semi-trailer in Kenosha County yesterday. The northbound semi didn't stop at a stop sign, causing the westbound pickup truck to become trapped underneath. The identity of the man killed hasn't been released. A new year and a new name for law enforcement in Kenosha County. It's a rebrand for the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. They will now be known as the Kenosha County Sheriff's Office. The name change is said to be an effort to modernize operations. And a heavy urban rescue team was called to the Racine Zoo yesterday. The Milwaukee Fire Department's specialized crew was called to assist with an unspecified procedure involving a giraffe. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks won four of their last five games. They host the Raptors tonight. Now, they beat the Magic on Wednesday. On Tuesday, they ended the Kings' seven-game winning streak, but on Sunday, they got blown out by the Knicks. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Tonight, I thought we were high energy. The other night, we had no energy. The good part of that is it makes you know you can play against anybody. The bad part of that is if you don't have it, you can lose against anybody, and we've shown that too much.
Baseball players and coaches remembering Bob Uecker, who died after a battle with lung cancer. I asked Ryan Braun if he relied on Uecker as a confidant and friend.
Yeah, I think it always felt like a safe space when you were having a conversation with him. He was almost like a team psychiatrist or psychologist where you knew that you could talk to him about anything, you could fully trust him, you valued his feedback and his opinion, and you knew that anything that you shared, you could trust that he was going to do right by you.
That's former Brewer Ryan Braun. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Breezy and warmer today. It will be partly cloudy with a high of 43 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest, gusting to 35 or better. Tonight, mostly cloudy with big changes. We'll drop to 19 tomorrow, sunny 22 by Sunday. Breezy, partly cloudy with a high of only 5 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
But when I was a kid, the biggest food thing that happened to me, when they invented the Pop-Tart, the back of my head blew right off. You got to think back to when the Pop-Tart came out. It was the 60s. We had toast! We had shredded wheat. It was like wrapping your lips around a wood chipper. And in the midst of that dark and hopeless moment, the Kellogg's Pop-Tart suddenly appeared out of Battle Creek, Michigan, which, as you cereal fans know, is the corporate headquarters of Kellogg's, because it seems like a cereal Silicon Valley of breakfast super scientists conceiving of a frosted, fruit-filled, heatable rectangles in the same shape as the box it comes in. And with the same nutrition as the box it comes in, too. I don't know how long it took them to invent the Pop-Tart, but they must have come out of that lab like Moses with the two tablets of the Ten Commandments. The Pop-Tart is here! Two in the packet! Two slots in a toaster! Let's see you screw this up. Why two? One's not enough. Three's too many. And they can't go stale because they were never fresh.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave the best girl.
Good bread. That's what he says. The Beach Boys, I get around. Local news, timeless hits to WRJN. Becoming sunny with a high near 43 today. Whoa, sunny, 29 degrees right now at Radio Park. Well, a restaurant got an amusing request in the delivery note section. It said, "Knock quietly. I'm supposed to be on a diet." Well, they did knock quietly, and it's a good thing, too, because what they delivered was definitely a cheat meal. Good for them. Come with me. Supremes, up the ladder to the roof. Local news, Sam Lissett to WRGN, it's 8:13. Hey, you've been waiting for details on how to win Herman's Hermits tickets. Also, association tickets, they're on the same bill together. Here's the deal. Dan Marcus had a great conversation with Peter Noon from Herman's Hermits, and next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, he'll play back a segment each day at about 10:45 in the morning. Remember what you heard, because later in the day at around 3:45-ish, Kurt Ballman will ask about the topic of the earlier interview. The first person to call in and recall the highlights will win tickets. Details and rules are online at WRJN.com. So not only will you see Herman's Hermits in concert, you'll also see these guys. The Association. All right, a double bill, a twin spin of hits with Herman's Hermits and the Association.
Cherish is the word I used to describe. All the feeling that I have fighting here for you inside. You don't know how many times I've wished that I had told you. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could hold you. You into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is the word that more than a word. could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe me as much as I cherish you.
Forget, next week you can win tickets to see the Association and Hermits Hermits. Be listening to Dan Marcus and Kurt Vollman for your chance to win right here at WRJN. This is odd, but true. Listen to this. In the opening credits for the first season of Gilligan's Island, you've all seen it, but look carefully next time you see a rerun of Gilligan's Island. There's an American flag flying at half-mast in the background of one of the shots. The reason is they filmed the opening scene right after John F. Kennedy was assassinated back in 1963. I never noticed it before. So next time Gilligan's Island's one of those on one of those channels like TV Land or whatever, Comet, whatever they call them now, could take a look at that. That's kind of interesting. 817, make it 818 now. WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and look what's playing at the Racine Theater Guild.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at RacineTheater.org.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Rumors are flying again that The Goonies will have a sequel 40 years after its initial release. The cast has been back and forth on said rumors, which were also in the news last September. The original Goonies said they had heard nothing concrete in regard to a remake or sequel. The Goonies follows a group of kids in a seaside town in Oregon who try to prevent developers from taking over their neighborhood. Not sure if they will have the same mission 40 years later in the remake, but they will certainly be less cute. Sticking with long overdue 1980s sequels, the Gremlins franchise will have a new chapter. Deadline.com says Warner Brothers has confirmed there will be a new film. Christopher Columbus, director of the original Gremlins, is on board, but it is unclear in what capacity. Fun fact, it was due to some of the violent scenes in Gremlins that Hollywood created the PG-13 rating. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Always remember that you have choices. Hospice Alliance can provide your loved one care in their home or the home of a family member in a senior community or skilled nursing home. Hospice Alliance also provides care in their Pleasant Prairie Hospice House. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back to education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. HospiceAlliance.org.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. Valentine's Day is just 4 weeks away. Make it a moment to remember with a timeless gift from Von Hassel Jewelers. Whether it's a sparkling diamond for your true love or a beautifully crafted piece to show you care, they have the perfect expression of your affection. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The timeless hits sound great on the radio, but they're even more fun when you see them in person, like Herman's Hermits. There's a candy all over the world tonight. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? You're the one I love. Friday night, February 28th, Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and special guest The Association, playing live in Waukegan at the Genesee Theater. And all next week, WRJN has your free tickets. Association and Herman's Hermits, all on one great stage. Don Rosen, Dan Marcus, and Kurt Vollman all team up to give you a chance to win all next week. Listen for details right here.
Only the lonely know the way I feel tonight. Only the lonely know this feeling ain't right. And there goes my baby. There goes my heart. So far apart, but only the lonely know why I cry. Only the lonely only the lonely know the heartaches I've been through. Only the lonely know I cry and cry for you. Maybe tomorrow a new
the lonely Roy Orbison. It's 8:25 local news, timeless hits, WRJM. There's a trend on TikTok, well, at least for the next day or two, of people sharing their hypothetical final death row meal. It includes non-home cooked stuff like Chick-fil-A, that's the last thing you want to eat on this planet, garden salsa sun chips, Dr. Pepper, Nerds candies, and saltines. I think if I knew I was going to be put to death, I don't think I'd be hungry. I think I'd be scared to death to not even want to eat. But if I had to eat, that Chick-fil-A sounds pretty good. All right, from the Broadway musical Hair, here's Oliver. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning, Starshine. Good songs came from the Broadway musical Hair. That song, remember Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In? There were so many of them on there. Yeah, it's good musical, too. The movie was pretty good, too. I enjoyed it. Okay, we got this story from the archives. All right, this happened a while ago. As a matter of fact, it happened, we got it from the archives. I'll just tell you that. Cops in Savannah, Georgia posted a guy's mugshot, hoping they might turn him in. Now, the date they posted the mugshot was Friday the 13th, and the guy's name was Michael Myers. Now, it's the same name as the villain from the Halloween movies. Also, the first Halloween movie had come out 44 years ago, and this guy, Michael Myers, the guy they were looking for, was 44 years old. Kind of creepy, huh? He was wanted for violating his probation. Not clear if they ever found him. But Michael Myers, on Friday the 13th, 44 years after the first Halloween movie came out, and he was 44 years old. Ooh, gives you the chills, doesn't it? 8:30 on the nose right now. Here's the news in the morning, and here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A collision between a pickup truck and a semi-trailer led to a death in Kenosha County yesterday.
It happened at the intersection of Highway N and MB and claimed the life of a 70-year-old man. Investigators say a northbound semi failed to stop at a stop sign and collided with a westbound pickup truck. The truck ended up trapped under the rig. It took Kenosha County first responders about 6 hours to get that intersection back open. If you were around the Racine Zoo yesterday, you might have seen something strange. The Milwaukee Fire Department's heavy urban rescue team was called to help at the zoo for a procedure involving a giraffe. What that procedure was isn't yet known. That specialized rescue team has unique lifting equipment. And new reps are needed in Racine County. Those two open seats on the Racine County Board are vacant due to a couple of reasons. Tom Roanhouse resigned to become interim county executive following the death of Jonathan Delagrave. He was in the 18th, which covers parts of Waterford, Dover, and Richmond. Jason Ekman resigned from the 14th, which is a Sturtevant/Mount Pleasant seat. People in those districts wanting to perform a civic duty can apply to the county board by January 31st. The terms run through next April. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Breezy and warmer today. It will be partly cloudy with a high of 43 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest, gusting to 35 or better. Tonight, mostly cloudy with big changes. We'll drop to 19 tomorrow, sunny 22 by Sunday. Breezy, partly cloudy with a high of only 5 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Anybody a gym teacher here? You think when gym teachers are younger, they're thinking, you know, I want to teach, but I don't want to read. Kickball for 40 years. I can't believe we got grades in gym class. I've never used anything I learned in there. I've never been, all right, I'm standing in front of a room full of strangers based on what I've learned in gym class. I will throw a Red Bull at a fat guy. That's no good.
Turtles, she'd rather be with me. Local news, Tamla Sitz, right here at WRJN, 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine, 98.1 FM and 1400 AM in Kenosha. You can hear us everywhere, right here. WRJN, it's 8:35 right now. Well, be careful when you sue somebody, okay? A woman sued a company for wrongful termination and claimed they still owed her $5,000. But they countersued, and they used data from an activity tracker on her laptop to show she had been pretending to work more than she really was. So in the end, a judge ordered her to pay back over $2,000 in wages. Again, be careful before you sue somebody, okay? Those things have a way of backfiring. Peter and Gordon, here's I Go to Pieces.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, less I got. What's the use in trying? Now all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I
and timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, downtown Racine and WRJN invite you to the Downtown Chili Ice Walk coming up Saturday, February 22nd. You can sample over 10 locations serving chili, see fun ice sculpting, and have the kids play along with a scavenger hunt. Can adults play that too, please? It all runs from noon to 4, Saturday, February 22nd, downtown Racine. You can learn more by clicking on the Racine Downtown link at our website, WRJN.com. You know, there was a poll someone asked, for every year you remove from your life, you would get $500,000, $500,000. How many years would you give up? Well, the most popular answer was 1 to 2 years. So you'd give up a year or two of your life for either $500,000 or $1 million. I think I value my life more than that. All right, got the Beatles here, 8 days a week, 8:41, local news, time of hits at WRJN.
Ooh, I need your love, babe. Guess you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe, just like I need you. Hold me, love me, hold me, love me. I ain't got nothing but love, babe.
And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Local news, Tom Lasitz, WRJN. Got a sunny day on tap today with a high near 43. 43 degrees, do you believe that? Cloudy tonight, lows around 19. Sunny tomorrow, highs near 23. Uh-oh, we're going downhill. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 8. So we're going to go from 43 today to 8 degrees on Sunday. Whoa. Currently, it's sunny at 29 degrees right here at Radio Park. So how do you take your coffee? Black? If you take it black, congratulations, you might be a psycho. Social media is obsessed with an old study from 2016 that found you're more likely to be a psychopath if you enjoy certain things, and one of them was black coffee. Now, they said take the results with a grain of salt because it's just one study, you know, but still. And maybe that's the reason that I don't drink coffee. Huh. Hey, Mike Clemens with sports coming up in just a moment. Keep it right here.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Now at Staples, find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
W-R-J-N. It's our Friday segment with Mike Clemens. We're talking sports, and good morning, Mike. Sad news. Sad news in sports yesterday. Bob Uecker, 90 years old, and still active at 90 years old. That was the thing. He wasn't just hiding somewhere. He was still out in public all the time. 90 years old, passed away. Small cell lung cancer he passed away from. But what a legacy of Milwaukee sports with him.
Well, that and an entertainer, too.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
This guy was one of the funniest guys in America, and not just as, you know, as a sports play-by-play guy. I mean, there were Norm MacDonald, who was on Saturday Night Live, and you know, a very funny stand-up guy that was on The Tonight Show and all the talk shows, Letterman. He would come to Milwaukee just to hang out with Bob because he just thought he was such a funny, naturally funny guy, and he was. And so Bob took those talents and turned it into something special. It just kind of kept growing as his career went. He spent 60 years talking about his 6-year career in baseball.
That's
you
good.
Know? Which is, but, you know, I mean, wonderful stories about born in Milwaukee, raised in Milwaukee. His parents were immigrants from Switzerland, and getting involved in baseball, loving baseball, and, you know, riding up in a station wagon with a bunch of guys, young players, to get to play minor league ball up in Eau Claire. And he would tell those stories on the air during Brewers games as he was doing the call. And then, you know, his famous joke was, then the Braves called and said they were going to give him a look, and, you know, the signing would be $3,000. And he said, you know, my dad didn't have that kind of money, but eventually he came up with it, and he paid it, and that's how that's how I got into baseball.
I've been watching yesterday on ABC World News, they ran some of the Johnny Carson clips with him. And I got to tell you something. Those dated clothes are funny to watch them in because it was so, you know, 80s and 70s watching him on The Tonight Show. But he was actually great in the movies, too. Let's talk about the big one that he made here in Milwaukee at the Old County Stadium. He was a major part of Major League with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, yeah. And his career kept on building like that. Do you know how he got on The Tonight Show?
No.
Do you remember Al Hurt, who had a hit,
yeah,
Cotton Candy, the great trumpet player?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Played at the first Super Bowl?
Yeah.
So Uecker finishes his playing career. He played for the Braves, the 64 Cardinals, and went to the World Series, a little bit of time as a catcher for the Phillies. And then he was on the circuit. He started working up that act where he would play, like, sports banquets and then maybe some colleges. So he's at some fancy banquet, and Al Hurt was there as well, the trumpet player. And Al came up to him after he'd done his shtick and said, man, you're funny. I'll tell you what, I'm going to get you on The Tonight Show. I'm going to call Carson's people. And Bob said, yeah, right, sure, whatever. And 2 weeks later, The Tonight Show called, so he did that first hit when Carson was still in New York. And it was, he just killed. It was funny as could be. And what's so funny when you watch those tapes is that Bob would tell those stories about, you know, what a bad ball player he was, and balls would get past him, and his, you know, his 200 career batting average and stuff like that. And the audience would laugh, and he kind of looked at the audience like he was angry, like he was being humiliated. That was just what was so funny about his act. And after his first time on The Tonight Show, as he left the stage, he overheard Johnny lean over to Ed McMahon and say, did that guy really play ball? Because he was so funny. And Ed said, yeah, I guess so. So he does the Carson Show 100 times. He does the Miller Lite commercials. You know, I must be in the front row. It does Mr. Belvedere, and then these producers come to Milwaukee, and they hire him as Harry Doyle, the play-by-play guy, this fictional team, and they filmed it the summer of 89 at Milwaukee County Stadium, and he ad-libbed most of those lines, and there was people in radio that were involved, too. There was a Gene Butterfield.
Well, yeah, I was going to say,
you know him, right?
Last night on ABC World News, they had a picture, and there in the upper right-hand corner, just behind Bob Uecker, was Gene Butterfield, who at the time was our chief engineer here at WRJN.
Yeah, chief engineer, yeah.
Good friend of mine. Yeah. Later. Yeah, very good. He was what's his name, Chris Morrow's best man at his wedding.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and, you know, and it just kept on snowballing from there. But Bob, you know, essentially, though, was a player. He was always a baseball player. And so even at the age of 90, you know, last summer, his day would be get up, go fishing in the boat, not so much the last couple of years, but over the years. He'd go fishing out on Lake Michigan. Then he'd drive back to the house in Menominee Falls, take a shower, do some prep, and get in the Corvette and drive into the ballpark and pull into the loading dock where he had his own little, you know, private space, and then go into the clubhouse and hang out with the guys. So it's like me as a reporter, it's not like you went up to Bob Uecker and said, hey, Bob, how you doing today? You know, you gave him his distance because he was an old-fashioned star that way. And he's a player. You know, players don't come and say hi to you. They wait for you to come to them. But it wasn't that way. He wasn't arrogant. That's just the way things were and the way he carried himself. Sometimes he'd come out into the group and tell some jokes and say hi to everybody, but then he'd go back in his booth and close the door and focus on doing his jobs. And then, you know, in the last couple of years, he stopped doing the games on the road as he's getting into his mid to late 80s. And then in the last year or two, he wouldn't do all the home games. He might do the first game of a 3-game homestand or something. And so I started listening more carefully because I saw that he was starting to use a cart, just like a person getting a ride out to the gate at the airport and having trouble walking. And I started to think, this might be it. And I was listening more closely last summer when I was in the press box or when, you know, if I wasn't at that particular game. And his play-by-play was better than ever before. But you could also hear him having a little trouble breathing from time to time during breaks. And then we get the news yesterday that the family put out a joint statement with the team that Bob had passed earlier in the day. And I got on a Zoom call last night with Mark Antanasio, the owner, with Dr. Christian Yelich, Ryan Braun, and the pitcher Brandon Woodruff. And Antanasio said, you know, I would tell Bob, it's okay, you know, take some time off. He said, Bob was stubborn. If he wanted to come in, he was coming in. He said, I'd even ask Bud Selig, you know, his best buddy, the guy who hired him to get him into being play-by-play. And Bob said, no, that's okay, I'm coming in and doing the game. He said, there were days last year where Bob Uecker was getting radiation treatments and then coming to the ballpark and doing a 9-inning game.
That's dedication. If I have to blow my nose at home, I don't come in. Yet that is dedication. I got to tell you about two connections we had with Bob Uecker here. One was Kurt Vollman was doing a broadcast back in the 90s at the Reef Point restaurant there. I guess Bob had a fishing tournament or was involved in it. And we have him sitting down at our remote desk with the big WRJN logo on it. And Kurt is interviewing Bob Uecker. Right there.
Yeah.
We found the pic courtesy of Janet Hoff. She found the picture and posted it. I didn't even know it existed. And it was great to see that picture. The other one I had was I was picking someone up at the airport. The airport was pretty empty. And there was one guy sitting there waiting for his plane to take off. And it was Bob Uecker. I just went up to him and said, this is back in the, could be the 80s or the 90s. And I went up, I said, hi, Bob, big fan. He shook my hand. Very nice, very cordial. And
well,
then went back to reading whatever he was reading there. But, yeah.
Right, yeah. No, and when you could see him at the wharf down in Racine because he would hit those waters from time to time. And that tournament you talked about, that was a fundraiser for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah. So very involved. I mean, he is so part of the fabric of Milwaukee, Racine, or the whole area. And you know, he just won't be forgotten. I bet you there will be certain memorials and tournaments and remembrances dedicated to Bob Uecker in the next few years. I got to say, well, it's going to happen.
It is. I mean, because I talked to some of the Brewers, you know, off the air last night, and there'll be a year's worth of tributes because they knew how much he meant to the fans and to the players. And I asked Ryan Braun, I said, you know, you guys, we'd see these conversations they would have with these players before the game that would go on for 10 or 15 minutes. And I said, you know, Bob, he realized that a clubhouse was full of characters, just like Major League, and that's where he kind of drew some of his stories and his humor from. I said, did you trust him that if you told him something funny that had happened with you or one of the other players, that, it, you know, he wasn't going to embarrass you? He says, oh, no. He said, Bob was like the team psychologist. He was like a safe haven. He would come to you, and you knew, because there was things that Bob shared about himself.
Yeah.
That this was private. This is between players, and that's why he was one of us. He was one of the players. He was not in the media. He was not in administration. He was another one of the players, and that's what kept him young and alive all those years.
Well, I'll end with this. Whenever I go down in a stadium or something, and I'm walking down, I always use that Bob Uecker line. Oh, I must be front row.
Yeah.
From the Miller Lite commercial. Yeah. Hey, Mike, it's great talking with you. We'll do it again next Friday morning at 8:50. Love talking with you. I'm sorry we had to talk about this today, but it's always good. And next week, we'll get that back to more sports. And God rest your soul, Bob Uecker. Okay.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
You too, Mike. Bye-bye now. All right, I'll catch you once again Monday morning, bright and early or dark and early. It's going to be bright eventually. 6 a.m. coming up next, Dan Marcus. He's straight ahead. 9 o'clock, WRJN. Thanks for joining us.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. One giant step forward for a ceasefire and hostage release in Gaza. Less than an hour ago, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced Israel's security cabinet had approved a deal signed with Hamas this week, sending it on to the full cabinet.